Buy a little and shoplift much. The Wilkesboro police were called to Walmart regarding a shoplifter being detained at the store. The loss prevention officer said he saw a 49-year-old white female pushing a shopping cart with bags of items she had already purchased. As she traveled through the store, she stopped to get some other items and stuff them into the shopping bags. When she attempted to leave the store, she was stopped, and the stolen items, including game cards, CDs, and Bluetooth speakers, were recovered. Stolen property totaled nearly $200. It was also determined that the woman had two previous shoplifting incidents on her record from the Walmart in Elgin. She had already been banned from all stores, so Lisa Flincham was arrested and charged with larceny and removing anti-theft device, misdemeanor larceny, and first-degree trespassing. 3WC News has received word that the local election board will hold a public meeting this week. The Wilkes County Board of Elections will meet tomorrow, Tuesday, at 8:30 a.m. in the Board of Elections office at the Wilkes County Office Building. In addition to any old and new business, they will be doing testing on voting equipment. If you have questions or concerns about this notice, please contact the Wilkes County Board of Elections. Governor Pat McCrory and the North Carolina Commerce Secretary Sharon Decker have announced that YG1 America Incorporated is planning to locate its advanced manufacturing operation in Mecklenburg County, creating 53 jobs and investing approximately $13.8 million over the next 3 years in Charlotte. Governor McCrory said today's job announcement shows that by working together and effectively leveraging our state's talent and resources, North Carolina will continue to be a leader in manufacturing. YG1 America is among the fastest-growing companies in the advanced tool manufacturing industry. Salaries will vary by job function, but the average annual wage for the new jobs will likely exceed $59,800 plus benefits. The project was made possible in part by a performance-based grant from the One North Carolina Fund of up to $135,000. U.S. Senator Kay Hagan from North Carolina and Tom Harkin from Iowa last week introduced new legislation to protect service members and veterans in response to the Justice Department's recent settlement with Sallie Mae, a student lending corporation that violated federal law and charged service members excessive interest rates on their student loans. The Service Member Higher Education Protection Act makes updates to the current law. We should be making it easier, not harder, for the men and women sacrificing for our country to pursue a college degree and pay off their student loan debt, particularly at a time when our youngest veterans are facing higher than average unemployment rates, said Senator Hagan, a member of the Armed Services Committee. In addition to safeguarding service members' benefits and protections, this legislation would improve access to financial aid, allow military spouses to defer student loans after a mandatory move while they find a job and get settled, and prevent interest from accruing on service members' student loans while they are deployed in a combat zone. For 3WC Local News, I'm Angela Henley reporting.